This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm John Idsty. Seven of the world's biggest and fastest sailboats are making pit stops on the East Coast this month. Their crews are midway through a grueling around-the-world competition called the Volvo Ocean Race. The race, along with the America's Cup and the Olympics, are considered sailing's triple crown. The boats are nimble giants with masts 10 stories high. They're also experiments testing out new designs. This year, the boats made huge increases in speed. They've also had some scary moments at sea, as NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
The boats take a beating on the sea, and when they sailed into Maryland, Baltimore Harbor, technicians hoisted them out of the water, and days later, they were still making repairs. The crews were off sleeping in dry, stable beds, letting their blisters heal, and eating real food. To keep the boats light, they eat reconstituted mush when they're sailing. Glenn Burke is chief executive of the race.
It's an incredibly debilitating sport. Your teeth go loose after a couple of weeks at sea because you're not eating anything that's really solid. You'd share a sleeping bag with another crew member on the other watch. And after 21 days at sea, the smell is unbelievable down there.
Are the people on these boats crazy?
Some of them, yeah.
The boats are not designed to be comfortable or safe. Well, they're meant to be safe enough, but they're also built to be fast.
These boats have been clocked at up to about 48, almost approaching 50 miles an hour. Now, you can water ski at 50 miles an hour. You can probably barefoot water ski it. For a sailing boat without an engine powering it, it's damn fast.
So what's new this time around? The most important change is hidden under the water, the boat's keel. That's the thing under a boat that keeps it from tipping over when there's wind in the sail. On these boats, the keel looks like a huge upside-down hammer.
It's about six and a half tons all up.
And the trick here is that these new keels can swivel from side to side. Why does this help? Well, in order to make a boat go fast, you want to be able to keep a lot of wind in your sail. And that means keeping the boat upright so the wind doesn't spill out. Maybe you've seen pictures of racing crews leaning their bodies out over the water to keep the boat upright. The new keels do the same when they swing out.
It's like sitting a whole row of people on the side of the boat to give it that extra stability, but you don't increase the weight of the boat.
Of course, moving a heavy keel isn't easy. The boats have hydraulic rams mounted next to the keel, small but powerful enough to lift a big airplane. The race, which used to be called the Whitbread, takes place every 4 years, and typically, Burke says, the boats get a few percent faster each time. This year, the boats are some 30% faster.
It's a new idea that nobody had ever thought of really before, and I'm not sure we'll ever see that kind of jump again.
The keels are painted a bright color, which is not just to be festive, as I learned from one of the ground crew, Neil Cox.
How come they're painted bright orange?
That's a Volvo rule. So basically, if, and hopefully would never happen in a situation a boat would be upside down in the ocean, it'd be easy to find with a helicopter.
Oh.
It hasn't been done yet, and we don't want to have any problems there.
There have been some near misses. Boat designers have experimented with moving keels, called canting keels, for years, but having a keel that can move also means you have to have a hole in the bottom of your boat. One of the race boats named Movistar ran into serious trouble in freezing, churning seas off the tip of South America. Peter Dorian was on the boat.
How come they call you Spike?
I had a bad haircut when I was young. Yeah.
Eleanor Mordaunt was the team's logistics manager on shore.
They were 200 miles from Cape Horn.
You know, 11 o'clock at night, pitch black. Stepped out of my bunk into knee-high water.
On the underside of the boat, where the canting keel attaches to the boat, the two long wedges and then sliding plates that cover the hole when the keel's moving, that all of that, we gave that to Neptune in the Southern Ocean. That all came out, so they were left with a hole.
The boat started filling up very quick. We had to get all the pumps going. Electrician on the boat had to manually hook up the pumps to the batteries, and every time he held the connection, he was getting shocked, and the water was getting to a stage where he actually had to hold his breath and go underwater and hold him on there.
At least three of the seven boats have had troubles with their keels. The boats will sail to New York, then cross the Atlantic. A race around the world used to take 4 months. This year, it's expected to take 3. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.